Welcome to Doula Club, a podcast that takes you inside the creative mind of a doula, where we talk about birth, postpartum, death, and everything in between. I'm your host, Bonnie Silva. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Doula Club. We are back for 2020 season two. We have some really awesome subjects to talk about, some really amazing episodes. And what better way to start the season with virtual doula, right smack in the middle of pandemic times? No pun intended. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Bonnie Silva. I am a full spectrum doula here in New York City. I will be your host, bringing you topics about birth, postpartum, and everything in between the cracks that we usually don't talk about in society. Maybe it's an episode about factual facts. Maybe it's an interview episode. You never know. I'll just throw things at you. So how you can divide doula services virtually is by dividing it by birth and postpartum. And today in this episode, we're going to talk about birth. And I'm going to break it down to you on things that I have learned because I have actually helped and supported births virtually. And the reason why I didn't feel comfortable putting this episode out sooner is because I didn't want to talk out of my butthole. I actually wanted to tell you from my personal experience so you can actually understand from somebody that went through it. And I'm going to tell you my pros and cons. And I'm going to give you some bullet points on how to help your clients, but also how to help yourself on navigating virtual steps. First of all, right off the bat, if you don't have a website, get on it. I'm not even joking. A website is your virtual business card. There is no butts and crannies about it. That's just the bottom line. Everybody has it. Everybody's doing it. You know, it's not like weed, but like you definitely need it. Okay. You don't need to have a physical business card, but a website is such a great tool for people to just like go to your site, see a picture of you, maybe read a bio. If you're a new doula and you're like, I don't think I can, and I just don't have the experience, and I just don't know. Listen, let's just face the facts that we have Photoshop apps, we have camera apps, we have all of the things. So you can yourself do your own little photo shoot, get a beautiful picture of yourself, put it online. Talk about your experience. Talk about your passion. If you don't have the experience, talk about your passion. Because I think that you have to be as authentic as you possibly can, especially when you're digital, right? So it's not necessarily fake it until you make it, but just be the most authentic you, and you will attract those people. Also, if you don't have Facebook and you're not networking with people, hello, what are you doing? Do it now. I think that networking is amazing. I think it's incredibly helpful. It has helped me in the past gain clients, even in non-pandemic times. So definitely get on networking. And also the third key thing when it comes to virtual doula services is being part of a collective. And I'll tell you why I'm such a big fan of it. Not only do you get like a bonus village, you get bonus friends, but also you get bonus support. And sure, you get some clients as well if they're still getting inquiries. It's just a fact. Having a collective that you can lean on, that you can talk to, that you can vent, and that you can also help be supported, not just for your clients, but also for yourself, is key. I guess I have to add a fourth. Learn your computer. Okay. You have to learn your computer. You have to learn Zoom. You have to learn Skype, Google Hangout, FaceTime, whatever it is, because that is going to be your number one way to reach your clients. Okay. Cool. So let's start. The first thing that I want to really emphasize is not to attach with the idea that you're going to attend a birth. Stop having FOMO. Okay? That's not your birth. You're not a savior, especially if you're white. You're definitely not a white savior. So take yourself out of that pedestal. You're not Wonder Woman. And guess what? You can't save everybody, even yourself. So you have to really learn to buck down and get off of that pedestal of ego, because that's all it really is. It's just ego. Stop attaching yourself with the idea that you're going to attend a birth. Okay. The things that I have noticed is the reason why a lot of clients have kind of halted virtual birth doula services even is because of the idea of the unknown. And that's super normal. I am now starting to get clients again. I'm starting, well, at least interviews for sure, which is super enlightening. And it makes my heart flourish. But stop with the FOMO, okay? That's just the plain simple. Number one, stop with the FOMO. There is still a lot of energy being exchanged through these virtual services. There is still a lot of heart and care that you're still doing through FaceTime, through Zoom. Specifically, let's say, for example, if you get hired super early on, and you have time, I don't maybe not suggest this for everybody, but I started giving my clients a prenatal every weekend. What else is there to do? Let's just freaking learn, right? That can be really helpful. Maybe doing prenatals with the partners, since they're going to be attending the birth and you're going to be stepping back virtually, you might want to really connect with the partner in a sense where you're going to be really teaching things from your birth doula tool bag, right? That imaginary tool bag that we have in our minds. We're going to give that knowledge to the partners. And I think it could be very beneficial to maybe do a one-on-one with partners. Or heck, maybe even with the significant other next to them. But still, I think that is very, very important and could be really key to be able to allow your clients to birth as freely as they can. Update your resource list. Who can do virtual sessions? Who in the medical field are still attending, who are still seeing people, do your clients feel safe going into seeing people? So update your resource list and what can you provide for your clients virtually for their safety? Updating your resource list about hospitals, they're changing every single day. The rules that are applied now did not apply when the pandemic started, when quarantine started. So you have to consistently update your resource list. Always talk to your doula friends, your doula network, your doula collective, your doula best friends, whatever. Just talk to them, update yourself, and update your knowledge always. Let's talk about money for a second. What do we charge? You have to find a balance between what is enough and what is not too little. Charging your worth, but at the same time, understanding what you're charging. Truth be told, I'm charging half my price as a virtual doula than I would my normal price, right? I'm not going to their house physically. I'm not going to their house and teaching them childbirth education classes. I'm not going to their house when labor starts, or I'm not meeting them at the hospital. I'm not staying with them at the hospital. You know, I'm doing this all virtually. Is it still a lot of effort? Absolutely. Am I still exchanging a lot of energy and time and waking up at 3 a.m. with a phone call, my water broke, all of the things, yada, yada? Still, yes, that's a total fact. But I'm never leaving my bed, or I'm never leaving my room. So you have to find a balance that's comfortable for you, but also understanding your morale about this, because I think truth be told, you can't charge the same as you would before if you're not going to be doing in staff support or in-person support, sorry. So that's something to really consider. I'm not going to tell you what you should charge because I think that's personal. I think that's, you know, everybody's living in different areas, different counties, different states. But just be mindful of that. Be respectful. But also, again, charge your worth, but again, be mindful. Another thing is holding space is holding it down, not to fix it. What does that mean? That means that, you know, you're not Mr. Fix-It. You're not Mrs. Fix-It. You're not Ms. Fix-It. You know, you have to do what you did as a doula in the room, but bring the focus back. And that is a lot on your voice. It's a lot on your tone of voice. It's how you observe the person that's on FaceTime, their facial expression. Ask the partner questions. Communicate. But don't try to fix it because birth is wild. Just remember that. Don't set your clients up for failure. Be open communication. Don't hype your clients up for expectations that you can't provide or expectations that could be very, very disappointing in hospitals. Be realistic with your clients. Don't bullshit them. I mean, I'm not saying like scare the fuck out of them, but definitely like don't bullshit them. Just be straight up with them. I prepared 3 clients for virtual services straight up since the pandemic started. And they each went, of course, as we all know, birth is never the same story. They all had different stories. But don't fluff it up. No fluff. All right. No fluff, no ego. Just be straight up because people, that's what they want. It's not that they're paying you to be straight up with them. That's what people want. They want you to be honest with them. Your prenatals are going to be really key when it comes to your client's informational base. I highly suggest that even if you think that you're going to be able to attend your client's birth, even if you know that you're not going to be able to attend your client's birth, it doesn't matter. Give the best prenatal that you can. Inform your client as much as you can because once they're in postpartum, it's going to be a lot of raw emotional moments and you want to be able to set up your clients for postpartum as much as you can. Does that always happen? No. I mean, you can set up your client for as much possible success, and there's always going to be something missing. There's always going to be something that should have been said, and something that should have been bought, or something that should have been like whatever, right? It doesn't matter. But I highly, highly suggest that these prenatals are based on evidence-based information, right? That's what you're doing, right? Evidence-based information, and also be able to talk to your clients and really get to know them in a sense where they're going to feel comfortable and trusting to call you and FaceTime you when they're in labor. Talk about that. Talk about the realization and the realistic situation. It's really shitty when it comes to hospitals because in a sense where they might not be able to FaceTime you the entire time they're in the hospital. They might not be able to call you. Some clients will, some clients won't. And you have to understand that. Some clients will give birth and not call you at all. And that happens. Just remember that postpartum is weird. It's bizarre. It's beautiful, but at the same time, it's very raw. So just saying hi to them and just saying, hey, I just wanted to check in, no pressure to respond. That's always a good way to say, hey, I'm here just to let you know, just to remind you, I'm still here. It's very, very important. I think that, you know, there's so many ways that you can go digital. I'm just telling you one way. Definitely go to Carriage House Birth. If you haven't gone to their website, they have a couple of cool courses that really dug deep in how you can be a digital doula. Ancient Song also has some fantastic workshops that also talk about being a digital doula. Get creative. Get creative. This is the time. You know, we don't know if this pandemic, how long it's going to last. We don't know if it's going to be lifted and then come back again. So get creative. Set yourself up for success. Set your clients up for success. And fake it until you make it when it comes to confidence, okay? I know confidence is hard. It can be shaky. It can be weird. I sometimes crackle when I'm talking, but I'm a big dork and an awkward person to begin with, and I just go with the flow. I'm just like, this is me. I'm awkward. I'm weird, but I'm here, and I'm living my life. And you just have to fake that confidence until you make it, right?
Yay!
And before I go, I have my pros and cons. So the pro about being a virtual doula is that you can still help your clients when there's a deadly virus going around. You can support anybody in the world. You can support your friends in Brazil, or you can support your friends in Spain, or maybe you have friends in California. Again, this is just a very general example, but you can still support your friends and clients, right? They're your clients overall, anywhere in the world. You can still teach. I mean, really, the beauty of having technology in 2020 is that we're so advanced that we can do pretty much anything. You know what I mean? And going back to, for a second, in regards to like a website, if you don't have a website, have an Instagram account. I mean, fuck's sake, like it's 2020, right? The cons that I found personally is that you can't physically be there, right? But that's, of course, the ego, the FOMO. Another con that I find that, you know, you can't be there to look at your client's face that is laboring and then be like, ding, 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 that person needs ice, and run to the pantry because you already know the code, and you get that person ice. Or see the confusion on the partner's face and be able to be like, let's talk about what you're going through. What are you thinking right now? So these are like moments where that's the con, right? That you can't be there to physically see those cues. Maybe it's your diffuser that's like going to change the entire room just by the scent. You can't do those things anymore. So that's the con in regards to going virtual. But again, I think that it is a fantastic tool to still be able to work and utilize the passion and the knowledge that you have to be able to share that with people that need it. So that's it, guys. That's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. See you next time.